Feeling better with G. Come along and see. From Spain in third grade. Learning feelings every day. In her own fun way. It's feeling better with G. Let's feel good today.
Hi friends, welcome back to Feeling Better with G. Since our last episode, I moved all the way to Spain. And now I'm in third grade. I'm learning so many new things, but not just in school, about my feelings too. Understanding emotions and learning how to cope with them is really important for growing up. And I want to share what I'm learning with you.
Hi, I'm Randy. I'm G's mom and a mental health therapist. Together, we're here to share fun ways to understand feelings and to feel our best. Welcome to Feeling Better with G. Today, we're talking about friendships. They can feel like a roller coaster with ups and downs.
Every friendship has twists and turns.
Story time. One time in third grade, my best friend had a sleepover and didn't invite me. I felt so left out, like my stomach had dropped on a roller coaster. The next day, I wanted to ignore her. But instead, I told her, I felt sad when you didn't invite me. Guess what? She hadn't even thought about it. Her parents only let her invite two kids. After we talked, I felt so much better.
That's like when I felt left out at recess. I told my friend how I felt, and she said, come play with us. Sometimes friends just don't know.
Ask G-Time. G, how did you handle something hard with friends this week?
A kid told me that I wasn't smart, and I just ignored him.
Ignoring can be a really good choice, especially when kids are trying to get you upset or in trouble. You did a great job keeping your cool. Another way you could handle it is saying something kind back, like, that's not very nice, could you say something kind instead? Or you could ask, how does it feel when people say mean things to you? And my favorite, G, you could say, do you need a hug? Sometimes kindness stops meanness right in its tracks.
Yeah, I like that better than fighting.
Super skill time! Here's the friendship tool. Use an I feel sentence. Say, I feel emotion when what happened. It helps friends understand without fighting.
Like, I feel sad when you don't see me a seat.
Challenge time! Your challenge this week, use one I feel sentence with a friend or a sibling.
And remember, friendships are like roller coasters. Hold on tight and enjoy the ride.
Mantra time! Before we finish, G, let's share our friendship mantra. What's one thing you want to say to remind yourself about being a good friend?
I'm a kind friend. I'm a brave friend. I'm a good friend.
Perfect. Let's say it together.
I'm a kind friend.
I am a brave friend. I am a good friend. Wrap up time. Gee, what's the most important thing about friendships this week?
Friendships can be tricky, but talking about our feelings, being kind, and asking for help, it makes it easier.
Exactly. Remember, friendships are full of ups and downs, just like a roller coaster. Sometimes it's fun, sometimes it's tricky, and that's okay. Keep practicing your tools, enjoy the ride, and don't forget, being a kind and brave friend makes all the difference.
See you next time on Feeling Better with G.
Keep smiling.
And keep being a great friend. Love, G. Thanks for listening to Feeling Better with G. Try your challenge this week. Remember our mantra. And keep practicing your super skills. See you next time. Love, G.
Feel good today.
Am I done?